Today on Sports Card Investor, I'm sharing my best buys of 2023, some sports cards you've never seen before, and I'm revealing my strategy for what I'll be buying and selling this year. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to what I believe will be a great year for the sports card hobby here in 2024. Now, I am not predicting that the value of all of our sports cards are going to go up this year. I wish I could say that will happen, but I don't really think that's going to be the case. But I do think there are going to be some bright spots in the sports card market to look forward to this year. I'm going to talk about those in a moment. But no matter what the market does, there are a lot of other things I'm really looking forward to in 2024. I'm excited to see what new tricks Fanatics and Topps have up their sleeves this year to make this year's new releases even better. Last year, we saw innovations such as the MLB debut patch cards, first moment cards, and big events with Tom Brady, Victor Wembanyama, Corbin Carroll, and other stars. I'm sure Topps and Fanatics will have even more in store this year, including possibly the first Topps professional football and basketball cards in quite some time. That's just a rumor, and we'll see if it comes to fruition or not this year. I'm also excited to see continued innovations with technology in the sports card hobby, with everything from checking comps to grading to vaulting to buying to selling and trading. There's a lot of exciting companies that are investing in new technology in these areas and more, including, by the way, our team here at Sports Card Investor, all working towards making the collector experience even more seamless. And of course, I'm excited about many more great card shows this year, especially the National and the first card show from Fanatics Events, which hasn't been announced yet, but should happen sometime this year. And of course, I am unbelievably excited for our new card shop, Cards HQ, opening here in Atlanta. And that, by the way, is opening really soon. We're going to host a preview trade night during the upcoming Culture Collision Card Show on Saturday, January 27th, and then we'll officially open to the public on February 1st. We'll be doing several grand opening events throughout February. And for those of you who can't make it to Atlanta, we'll be streaming live starting in February as well with the most innovative live selling experience you've ever seen. We'll start to give you some previews of everything we have in store with the store starting next Sunday here on the Sports Card Investor YouTube channel. The final thing I'm excited about this year, maybe the thing I'm maybe most excited about, or at least next to Cards HQ, I am so excited about picking up some incredible pieces for my collection in 2024, just as I did in 2023. And with where the overall sports card market is now, which is close to its lowest point since COVID started in 2020, I think now is a great opportunity to buy rare cards at a fraction of what they would have cost you 2 years ago. I've been doing that all year, and I did so again just the other night. This card, this incredible 2003 Topps Chrome LeBron James Refractor BGS Black Label 10. That is one heck of a card, and I picked it up from PWCC just a couple of nights ago for $96,000. Now, I already own this card in a PSA 10, but I really wanted to get the black label because there's only four of them in existence. And the last one that sold in early 2023 for $198,000. I had bid on that card, but I did not win. That got over my max bid price. So I was thrilled to be able to pick up this same card less than a year later for less than half the price. And this is the type of card that I think I'm going to do really, really well with in the long term. Only four of them that exist in the world, an extremely iconic card in the highest possible grade. And I'm buying it now when there's a big dip in the LeBron James market. I'm believing that we're in a dip period overall, and especially a dip period with LeBron. And if I hold on to this card for the next 10 years, I'm going to be very happy at the price that I bought it for. But that was just one of many pickups I made during 2023. Let me share with you a few of my favorites right now. So I'm going to start with some of these here. You saw at the National that I was picking up Michael Jordan autographs. These are two that I picked up at the National. I was extremely happy with getting these, but those aren't the only ones that I picked up over the course of the year. In fact, I have been on the kick of picking up really nice, good autograph, strong autograph copies of Michael Jordan's 1980s cards. This is his 1986 Fleer sticker, his rookie sticker card, with a really beautiful autograph in a very high grade. This is a very difficult card to get in a nine. This is the highest graded autographed copy of this card in Beckett's entire pop report. Beautiful card. And then how about this star Jordan from 1984, the US Olympic team Jordan, with an autograph of a 10. Very difficult to get autograph grades of 10s on Jordan's early cards, and that one is an absolute beauty. I just picked this one up in the last month. This is his 1989 Fleer sticker card. Now this one, you know, it's a bit off-center. It only graded a 3 with an autograph grade of an 8, but I still really like the autograph. It's the nice silver ink. It pops really nicely on that card. And would you believe that even though this is a low-grade card, that there are only 2 of this card autographed by Jordan that have ever been graded higher? In fact, there's only 5 of this card that have ever been graded, period, by PSA and authenticated with a Michael Jordan autograph. The pop counts on some of these autograph cards, on-card autographs of Jordan, and of course a lot of vintage, they're unbelievably low. This one, one of my very favorite Michael Jordan cards of all time. This is his 1988 Fleer All-Star card. This card is a card grade of a 9 with an autograph grade of a 10. That is the highest graded card ever, pop one, of this card autographed by Jordan. There have been, let's see, I think 12 of these in total that have been graded. And of the 12, this is the best grade of any of them that have been autographed by Jordan. So some of this stuff is unbelievably rare. And speaking of rare, I've also been buying more vintage on-card autographs. This one is a true example of rarity. There have only been 3 of this 1960 Hemet's Journal Muhammad Ali card that have ever been graded by PSA and authenticated with an Ali autograph. This is 1 of 3, and it's the second highest graded of the 3. The highest graded is a PSA 4. This one's a PSA 3, and it has a 10 auto grade. An unbelievably rare card. The type of card that you may never see come up for auction again. When there's only 3 of something that exist, it's possible that those are locked away in people's collections, and you may not see it for 10 or 20 years or more ever hit the auction block. So when I had the opportunity to pick up this card earlier this year, I said, I gotta go for it. That's one I might not see for a very long time. Now this one's a little more common, but I still love the on-card autographs of more recent players as well. Obviously Barry Sanders, an absolute football legend in the 90s. This is his 1989 Score rookie card, and this is a PSA 10 with an auto grade of 10. About 100 or so of these that are a 10-10 type grade. And I think it's just a way to take a more common card, which of course these 89 Score Barry Sanders aren't particularly rare, but to make it much more rare by going for the autograph version and going for the 10-10 if possible. This follows along the same lines of an extremely rare autograph card. Now, of course, this one came from the manufacturer autograph. This is the 2001 playoff contender, Drew Brees. And this is Drew Brees' rookie ticket card. This is considered his best rookie card, his definitively best rookie card. Of course, this was just a year after the famous Tom Brady rookie card, a similar rookie card of Tom Brady. This is Drew Brees' version of that card. But what makes this one very special, PSA 10, auto grade 10, only 5 of these exist in the auto 10 combined with the card grade of 10. So it's an extremely, extremely rare card in that grade. I picked that up earlier this year as well. Once again, this is a card that you may only see come up for auction once in every 5 years or something like that. It had been quite a while since this card had last come up for auction, and it may be quite a while again before it comes up for auction again. So these are the types of cards that I've really been zeroing in on this year. I want to share some other really cool cards with you as well. This is the only on-card autograph of Kobe Bryant and Allen Iverson on the same card, was this year from Immaculate. Now, there were 25 of this particular variation of it made, so there are definitely others out there. You'll see these come up from time to time. But considering how impactful Kobe and AI were in the NBA for so many years, and of course, they shared the same rookie year, 1996, and to have both of them on the same card with on-card autographs together, I think that's a really special card. And to know that this is the only time they ever did it in this one release of Immaculate makes this one that I think is going to be very collectible for forever, for a very, very long time. How about Shaquille O'Neal? I believe Shaq doesn't get enough respect in the sports card hobby. I don't believe his prices are where they need to be. And you know, I said to myself earlier this year, I said, I'd love to buy a rare Shaquille O'Neal card. The problem is that a lot of Shaquille O'Neal's cards early in his career, his rookie cards, that's from the junk wax era. So a lot of those cards were printed pretty heavily. So I decided to go a few years later, go to 1997 and get his Jambalaya card. In a PSA 10, there's only seven of these that exist. Pop seven in a PSA 10. So once again, a card that you'll see come up occasionally, but not very often at all. These are generally locked away in people's collections for many years in this type of really high grade. And I thought this was such a great pickup because what do you think of when you think of Shaq? You think of his dominating dunks for the Lakers. Like, that's the first thought that comes to my mind. And here we got him in a Laker uniform. We've got him dunking. It's a Jambalaya card. To me, this is probably the perfect, the quintessential Shaquille O'Neal card. And I absolutely love that one. I was thrilled to pick that one up this year. I was also thrilled to pick this one up. My goodness. One of my favorite cards of all time, 2008 Topps Chrome. This is the gold refractor. This is LeBron James guarding Kobe Bryant. Of course, the gold refractors are numbered to 50. This is card number 33 out of 50. You can see there. But in a PSA 10, only seven of these cards have ever been graded PSA 10. Once again, a card that will be difficult to see it come up for auction again in the future. You might be waiting a while. So when I saw this one come up, I said, that is a card that I want to buy and own and invest in. All right, now for something completely different. For all of the Swifties out there, and for even those of you who appreciate greatness, this is a true special one-of-a-kind piece. This is Taylor Swift's business card that she gave out back in 2006 when she was singing in the country bars of Nashville hoping for her big break. This was the business card that she handed out to music producers or anybody who came into the bars in Nashville to watch her. She signed the card. She's dated the card 2006. And you can see on the back, she even included a link to her MySpace page. Talk about dating it. Isn't that an incredible piece? I picked up this earlier this year for my collection for my friend Dave and was absolutely thrilled to own one of these. They're super rare. There's only a few that are known to still exist today that have been autographed by her, and I'm thrilled to own one of these. All right, now we're gonna get into some items that are a little bit more, you know, PC oriented. I went to Japan this summer. You probably saw the coverage of that on our Sports Card Investor channel. And while I was in Japan, I started picking up some Shohei Ohtani cards from the Japanese Baseball League. You know, there's so many of his cards that are made of him playing in the US. I mean, there's tons and tons of different variations of Topps cards of him playing ball in the US. But there's a lot less cards of him playing ball from back in Japan. And these are his 2013 BBM rookie cards from Japan, all in PSA 10. I've left the stickers on so that you can see the prices that I paid, of course, in Japanese yen. I think that's a fun little pickup and a way to get a little bit more uniqueness with a player who has a lot of cards out there on the market. All right, then finally, I want to share with you some of my PC pickups from this year. I mean, first of all, I guess this one qualifies as a PC pickup, even though it also qualifies as being unbelievably rare. I got this, you may have seen the video, I got this just over a month ago at the Philly Card Show. This is a dual auto of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig on an unbelievably clean sheet of paper, and one of the best autos of both of them that you will ever see. These are really rare. If you go back through the records of auction sales, it's very rare to see the two of them autograph something together. When you see it, it's normally a baseball. So to have both of them together on a sheet like this, authenticated with such a clean version of their autos, this is a really, really rare piece, one that I'm happy to own. And these are rare pieces as well. This is a GOAT of a different era. This is my PC, Tim Tebow. I love collecting Tim Tebow cards. He's the guy who I PC. And I picked up some really rare Tim Tebow cards over the course of the last year. I've got his Precious Metal Gems cards, which I think are unbelievably cool. You know, very, very rare. The blue's number to 50, the red's number to 100. I love those cards. And I got his Kaboom Gold in PSA 10. I think that's a pop one or two in PSA 10. But this one is definitely a pop one because that's his Kaboom Green. One of one. The only Tim Tebow Kaboom Green. Well, the only Tim Tebow Kaboom ever because he only had one Kaboom. It was from 2018 when he was playing baseball. And so this is his true one of one Kaboom. That's the green one of one. I was thrilled to be able to pick up these this year for my Tim Tebow collection. I've got some nice Tim Tebows over here as well on these stand-up displays. Tim Tebow's got a Jambalaya. Did you know that? How sweet is that? I think that's a really awesome card. I also picked up his Fleer Retro Flair Showcase Legacy Row Zero. Very rare card there. And then this is, I believe, a pop one as well. This is his 2010 Topps Chrome. This is his rookie card, the gold refractor of his rookie card, number to 50. But in a PSA 10, I believe that one is a pop one. So very, very rare stuff. Those are a little more, you know, PC oriented, all great cards. I will put these back on the stand-up displays. And by the way, guys, you can get your own card stands like these at standupdisplays.co. They're a beautiful way to display your card collection. And if you're taking your cards with you on the go, you need protection for your cards. This is a slab bumper manufactured by BCW, formerly called Slab Strong, but BCW now makes these at bcwsupplies.com. And what these things do is they're great. They go over your graded cards, PSA or BGS. You just slide them on like so, and you put them around the corners of your card, and they help protect your card. So if you were to drop that, that bad boy is now going to be protected. And since it raises the edges of it, it helps protect it from scratching as well as in your card case. Whenever I take my cards on the go, I love these slab bumpers from BCW. And you can save 10% on anything at bcwsupplies.com by using promo code SCI. Again, promo code SCI for 10% off everything at bcwsupplies.com, including those slab bumpers. Okay, guys, so I just showed you a bunch of cards I bought in 2023, but what cards am I buying in 2024? And what will the sports card market do this year? Well, at the beginning of 2023, I released a video predicting the cards that would hold up best in the market in 2023. In that video, I said in a downward market, iconic cards of retired GOATs, all-time greats, should hold up the best. And I said that even if less people overall were buying sports cards in 2023, the ones that people would still be chasing, the ones that collectors would still want, were cards of their heroes, cards of the all-time greats. Ultra-modern cards, cards from the last few years, tend to suffer more in a downward market because there are just so many of them. And the ultra-modern market is sometimes fueled by flippers. And in a downwards market, there are less buyers there trying to flip. Whereas iconic cards of retired GOATs, on the other hand, attract more collectors and less flippers, which tends to make them more stable in the long run. And if you had subscribed to this theory in 2023, you would have done really well with certain cards. The first two cards I highlighted in my video a year ago were the 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan and the 1989 Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck card. Let's take a look at Market Movers to see what those cards did over the course of 2023. We're looking here at price change buy percentage on the graph, and you can see it's positive. All of these cards are running above the 0% line. So we saw positive gains on these cards. And the specific cards that I'm looking at here are Michael Jordan's iconic 1986 Fleer card in PSA 10, PSA 9, and PSA 8, as well as Ken Griffey Jr.'s iconic 1989 Upper Deck card in PSA 10. All of these cards were up on the year 2023, anywhere between about 5% and all the way up at over 30%. That 1989 Fleer Michael Jordan card in PSA 9 condition started 2023 around $14,600 and ended 2023 around $19,000. That was a nice gain over the course of the year. All of these cards did really, really well. Now, not all iconic cards were up last year. There were some that dropped in value. Kobe Bryant's rookies were down. Derek Jeter's rookies were down. Wayne Gretzky's rookies were down. Mickey Mantle's cards were a mixed bag, and there were some other vintage cards that dropped in 2023 as well. But overall, the iconic cards of retired GOATs still outperformed most of the market. They still held up better than most cards did in 2023. And if you bought Michael Jordan cards in 2023, you probably did really well for yourself. In general, as I look forward to this year, I expect more of the same. I think iconic cards of retired GOATs remain your safest sports card investment. Now, that doesn't mean they can't go down in price. Some may go down in price this year. But I do believe that if you buy now and hold those types of cards for 10 or 20 years, I think you're going to be pretty happy that you did. But there's a change I'm making to my own sports card investing and collecting strategy in 2024 that I feel will protect my collection from the turbulent market even further and overall make my collection stronger. I'm using a new test in 2024 for the top items in my collection, the ones that I really want to hold on to for a long time. The test is this: if I sold this card now, could I easily rebuy it back down the road? If the answer is yes, if I could easily rebuy back that card down the road, then I am not going to consider that card an essential part of my collection, and I will not sweat selling that card if I decide to do so. Now, surprisingly, even some very high-end cards would not pass this test. For example, the 1986 Michael Jordan Fleer PSA 10 card does not pass this test. That card has a PSA 10 population of 322. 17 of those PSA 10s have sold over the last year. So while it's an absolutely incredible card, the truth is that if you had one of those cards and then you sold it, you could pick back up another copy of that card 6 months later and probably not sweat it too much. So instead of hunting cards like that this year, I'm instead looking for cards and memorabilia that are truly difficult to ever find again. You guys know that I love vintage on-card autographs. Obviously, I showed a lot of those to you earlier. Part of the reason why I like those is because the pop counts on them are so low. As I showed you with a lot of those Jordan cards and the Ali card, the pop counts on many of those are often 10 or less, which means it could be years before another copy of those cards comes up again for sale. Those are the types of cards that I am concentrating on hunting this year, just like I did a lot of in 2023. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't be buying ultra-modern cards in 2024. I'm going to buy a lot of ultra-modern cards too, because I love the thrill of speculating on up-and-coming stars. But especially with where the sports card market is right now, buying the cards of any current younger player is a high risk. For example, a lot of people lost money this year speculating on young quarterbacks, including me, as I bought some high-end Desmond Ridder cards, and we all know that did not work out very well at all. But it's the thrill of investing in the right guy who this season would have been Brock Purdy or Lamar Jackson or Tua or maybe Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott or Jared Goff, depending on what happens the rest of the way. That keeps ultra-modern collectors excited about taking the chance and speculating on the cards of a player they like. I'm sure I'll be doing more of that this year, even though I know it is a high-risk game. Now, remember the test that I told you about a minute ago that I'm using to guide my 2024 purchases for the top items in my collection? The test was that if I sold this car now, could I easily rebuy it back down the road? How does that test apply to ultra-modern cars? Well, you may be thinking, well, I guess buy one of ones, right? Because you may think that those are unique and you're never gonna find them for sale again. So therefore, they're good cards to hold on to. But I would actually say that's only partially true. The challenge now is that the card manufacturers make so many different one of ones that they aren't nearly as rare and special as they used to be. In a set like Select, for example, there can be 20 or more different one of one cards of the same player. So simply buying a one of one doesn't actually mean that it's irreplaceable or super desirable, particularly if there are many other one of ones of the same player from the same set. Instead, I'd favor a really coveted card. Cards collectors love, either low numbered cards from the most popular sets like Prism or Topps Chrome, or highly desired inserts like Kabooms and Color Blasts. I'd personally rather have a low numbered Kaboom card of a young star instead of a one of one from a secondary set of which there were 20 different one of ones of the same player. I think the low numbered Kaboom will likely draw more interest over time, and it may be more difficult to find another one in the future, especially a few years after the release of the set, as a lot of collectors like to buy numbered Kabooms and hold on to them for the long term for their collections. Okay, I've covered a lot of ground today. What do you think and what are you looking to buy this year? Let me know in the comments below. And if you're going to be buying cards in 2024, then there are two tools that you really need to help you on your journey. The first is the free Sports Card Investor app. It's the best way to see what cards are trending and also find the best possible prices of those cards online. Go get it for free right now. It's in the App Store on your phone. Search for Sports Card Investor in the App Store. And then if you're more serious about wanting to understand the price movements of cards and track your entire collection, then you need Market Movers. You pay a little bit each month for Market Movers, but you get a lot in return, especially if you're actively buying and selling cards. And you can try Market Movers for free. You can download the app by going into the App Store on your phone and searching for Market Movers, or go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar to find out all about it and get started for free today. All right, guys, I appreciate you watching. I'll look forward to reading your comments. Give this video a like. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And have a wonderful 2024. Take care.